This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Spring is a good time to think about pruning shrubs, and different shrubs can be pruned in different ways. K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan provides information for making thinning or reduction cuts, renewal cuts, and cutting plants back through rejuvenation pruning. Matt, we recently talked about pruning trees. We also need to prune shrubs as well.
Yes, and it's a great time to do both, but when we prune shrubs, it's really important to kind of think about how we prune shrubs differently than trees, and we can really be a lot more aggressive when it comes to pruning shrubs to help keep them into shape and keep them from maybe overwhelming our foundation or clogging up our sidewalks as we're trying to get maybe to and from the driveway and the front door.
And I know in Kansas there are a variety of shrubs that people like to have in the home landscape.
Yes, and with that variety comes a variety of ways to prune it. Each shrub typically has a different way that it could ideally be pruned, and so we'll kind of run through a few of the most popular pruning techniques. One of the pruning techniques that you can apply to just about any shrub is a thinning or reduction cut, and that's where you go in the shrub and you take a pruning cut back to the previous branch or a bud, basically an existing growing point in the plant. And then that new bud that you leave behind or cut back to is going to be then the direction that that plant will grow in the future. So you can kind of control the size, but also control the future growth of that plant. And really, this thinning or reduction cut is great for any kind of shrub that you might have.
Another one is renewal cuts.
Yes. So renewal cuts are going to be the type of cut where we have a clump-forming bush. Think things like lilacs, dogwoods, forsythias, weigelias. And what we want to do with those is we want to go in every year and take out at least one-third of the largest diameter canes or branches that are coming up from the ground. Essentially, by removing those largest diameter branches, we encourage smaller, newer shoots to come out of the root system of that plant. And that really increases the overall vigor of the plant and especially the amount of flowers that that plant is going to put on the next spring. Thing with the renewal cut, though, is we often want to wait until these plants have already bloomed, because lilac, forsythia, those are going to be some of our first spring bloomers. So we really want to wait right until they're done blooming to start removing one-third of those largest diameter branches.
And then for rejuvenation, that's another type of pruning?
Yes. If you've really let your shrubs go and haven't done a lot of pruning, rejuvenation is going to be great for those large, overgrown shrubs that need to be brought back down to size. With rejuvenation cutting, typically what we're doing is we're just going in and cutting everything off to about 6 to 12, even 24 inches off the ground. Not every plant is really going to favor this, but a lot of our spireas, especially those mounding, low-growing spireas, this is great for. Things like euonymus would really handle this well, crepe myrtle, vitex. By doing these really hard prunings, we really push a lot of new growth. It's again, that size is really controlled for the landscape, but it really then allows a lot of intense leaf color and new growth to come back out of that plant over the next 6 months or so.
I guess from a beauty standpoint, this is kind of a last resort when we have to do the rejuvenation.
It is, but oftentimes we will suffer maybe 2-3 months of kind of a plant that's not as beautiful as it could be, but long term it's going to be better for the plant health and really help that plant fit back into the size it has in the landscape.
Anything we want to avoid when we're doing the pruning?
When we're pruning, we typically want to try to avoid heading cuts, or what's more commonly called shearing. When we go in and shear a plant, what we're typically doing is just indiscriminately cutting the top of that plant off. And even though it looks good immediately, maybe, that triggers the plant to have a lot of uncontrolled and wild growth later on. And so even though shearing may take less time to prune initially, it causes a lot more growth that is going to need pruning again very soon. And so it actually increases the amount of pruning that we have to do over time, because we're more frequently shearing that plant rather than taking the time to cut it back to previous branches and other growing points in that plant.
If somebody's planting some shrubs, I'm assuming we need to keep some spacing things in mind?
Yes, we always want to consider the mature size of the shrub when we select it for an area. Oftentimes those shrubs can be very cute in the pot or in the garden center and nursery. And maybe not look like much when we plant them, but 2 to 3 years down the road, they really will start to reach their mature size. And so it's important that we allow space for air movement around that plant and in between plants, and also allow the clearance we need from maybe the distance that shrub is planted away from the driveway, house, or sidewalks.
That's K-State Extension horticulture expert Matt McKernan. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.